That's it. That the wow. Welcome back. Hope you guys enjoyed that cute little break there. But again, we're really honored. We feel really privileged. We got to get Dr. Kevin Lewis on our to share some words today in our interview. Stick around. You know, this is the part of our show of the Cree Chatter Hour where we like to showcase music. Music is a beautiful tool to utilize in learning language. In fact, that's how me and Dallas kind of made our connection with language. Speaking of that, though, Dal, you know, we've been a part of your group that you started here. How many years has it been now? 16? That's too crisp.
Oh, yep, boy, too crisp. I'm just getting ready for the weekend, the week magan.
For those who maybe just you're kind of new to our show, speak a little bit about our group, Cree Confederation. Maybe, you know, where we're from, the history behind that name, why you chose it, how you decided to start your own group.
For the group, Cree Confederation, we began in 2008. And we're from the Treaty 6...
2007, I thought.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, winter of 2007, sorry. And yeah, we're from the Treaty 6 territory. I didn't want to say we were from one place when I had, you know, like...
Singers from all over?
Yeah, from all over Treaty 6. So I didn't want to say Frog Lake, Alberta, and it's just me, right? So I wanted to honor the rest of the communities as well, right? So, and I'm so thankful and grateful to be from that Treaty 6 lands, right? So our group consists of singers from Oches, First Nation, Saddle Lake, Cree Nation,
Red Pheasant,
Sunchild,
all over.
Alexander, and so that's, you know, quite a bit of a variety.
That's just a little bit.
That's just a little
singers,
bit. Yeah.
We have singers, Sweetgrass, everywhere.
Yeah, and then these guys have kids all over the country.
But a little bit about Cree Confederation. You know, us being a Nahio group, there's been many. Our language is represented through powwow, through many amazing groups that you've got to sing with. You've got to sing with, you know, some of the best groups that come out of Treaty 6, such as Blackstone and
Northern Cree.
And, you know, when it comes to, was there anything that, like, when it came to making your own group and, you know, you came up with the name Cree Confederation, was that a part of the motive was to sing in our language?
Absolutely. So, you know, we wanted to, again, this language journey we that I went on, you know, began a long time ago. And, you know, of course, you know, if you're going to be calling yourself Cree Confederation, you better know how to speak the Nahio language, right?
Singing Cree.
Holy man.
It's like our Nicosis, you know, Ambrose, he's 6 years old. He's going to be seven.
Seven.
He started singing powwow and he talks about having his own group now. And he wants to call his group Blackfoot. and you know, that's pretty cool. You know, there's some amazing deadly Blackfoot groups, but my son, he's not even he doesn't even have a little bit of that in his blood, but that's what he wants to call his group. But a little bit of the song we want to share with you today. It's actually, we sing for you guys, but we wanted to share a little bit of a recording that came from our group. And we've been blessed with so many different song composers like yourself and, you know, a lot of the singers that sit around our group to give us songs to sing. And this one, you want to talk a little bit about the song we're going
to
sing?
Yeah, it was shown to me from our brother, Brad Crane. And this song was shown to him from the Trail Mix Singers,
Zorthian
Brothers, right? So, and it's a beautiful song. And I mean, we sang it in Winnipeg over the summer, and we just fell in love with it. And it's just a powerful song that's all in the language.
I think that's something as singers we can relate to, these moments when especially when you bust out a new song and you feel emotional from it. You know, that this was one of those songs for me. But I hope you guys enjoy this. Listen to the words and you'll get to hear that Nahiwewin language in there.
Ah!
was the song we wanted to share. You know, that's one of those songs that I think really, when you, especially when you stand by the drum, you really feel that power of that, you know, that drum spirit. And I never understood. I remember you talking to me, and I think one of the very first experiences I remember having where I felt real emotional was we were actually in California at a powwow called San Manuel. And I went to go watch Black Lodge. You know, they sing in Blackfeet, Blackfoot, Blackfeet, Foot. But they sing that. But they're a family group, the Scabby Robe family. And I remember watching them, and I don't know what it was. You know, I felt really emotional, and it was moving. And that's just all I wanted to share about
this. No, that's top way, you know, that.
You must have moments like that, too,
though. Yeah, you know, and there's times, too, I could... You know, it's so powerful, you know, and it's been guiding me through my life for you know, for 30 years. Mm. I'm so grateful that, you know, Kateyak and that this Mistogoski was presented to me growing up because it did guide me. Mm-hmm. It guided my life. And I met, you know, my Niwigmagan, a partner that does the same thing with me. And, you know, our kids are now growing into this this Batsimuan world. And I'm just forever grateful. I'm thankful for all that the drum has taken me across the country, right? So
Nista, you know, I feel the exact same way. I've been privileged enough too to grow up around it, and my parents actually met through singing. And you know, then you know, me and my siblings were brought around, and then one day I got to meet you, and we've created this beautiful life. And not only has it branched into, you know, having this group and being able to travel and sing and form a family, a drum family, but it also led us to being motivated to learn our language. Now we both, you know, we were educated in that, and we want to help educate others. And I think it's important to always remember that we need to encourage each other the best way we know how. I think a big part of when it comes to learning language or trying to, you know, speak in Nekiwewin is not to feel discouraging, not to discourage people at all, because I don't think we realize how easy it is to crumble somebody's confidence when it comes to speaking.
It is, you
and
know,
that's why we say that music and singing is a perfect way to do that, because especially when you're a part of a group, it's a team effort. Everybody learns the songs, everybody makes sure that we all are saying the right words and sharing that and learning it right.
Yeah, Tapu, you're right, my baby. And you know, nista na naskumon, you know, say mantu, you know. Anutskagi saga ka askumon, you know. Neonskayan. Hey, wapata man, kutagi saga. No, I'm not. I'm just from my heart, you know. Tamskat na wow. Naskum na wow. In the miwait ne pixkuyan, you know, ne hiwi when anutsma maga, kiskano hamaga o mania. You know, he no tinni here we are. You know, yeah, it's mana, big squian.
Thank you for sharing my words from your heart, Chief. Your heart,
from my heart,
my pink notebook from our old class.
But you know, we have a lot of people, you know, that still continue on this language journey with us, and we're grateful. Nanaskumon.
I'm really proud of my sister. Shout out to Raven Wood. You know, yeah, she's in the Bachelor of Cree Language program, and this is her first year. And you know what? Dallas was helping her and practicing with her the other day there. He's a little hard just because it's his sister-in-law, but I'm really proud of her and yep, everybody else. You know, I hear of a lot of other young people from our communities that are taking these courses, and it's beautiful to see, because you remember how it was when we first started? There wasn't much of us.
And, you know, the exciting part about watching my Neetim go on this language journey, because, you know, her herself, too, she struggles in life like we all do. Nobody's perfect in this world. But I know language itself has a powerful entity to it that's going to help her and guide her.
You just said it. It's empowering. Yeah.
And I'm so happy that she's taking it, because I know, you know, Tayoganak, you know, Nutogu Tayogan, you know, Nemusuma Tayogan, they will guide her, mm-hmm, you know, Kihiu. Or
everyone. Yeah. Not just even my sister, but everybody, even people who listen to our show who find it and are, you know, that you feel it. You want that. There's a yearning for learning our language. And we commend you guys, because we know it's not easy. And we know that sometimes it can get pretty hard. But, you know, trust the process. You're connected to... I heard this saying before about genetic memory. It's in our blood. You guys, each and every one of us have it in us, that connection to our language and our ways and our culture. And you're right about that. You're right. It is very empowering, and there's something different when you start this journey.
Sisquad, did you say I was right?
He just looked real shocked. Wait, what? Play that back. But, you know, we're just about out of time here on the Cree Chatter Hour. We always like to say, Agamemuk, Gaipume, Egwa Gaini Beuset. Persevere. Don't give up, Egwa. Be like Dallas, Gaini Beuset. Don't be shy. You know, that's the one thing that I always like to stress. I'm a really shy person to speak, even still today.
Just quad Nawigimagan, with our three words that you always ended off.
Yeah.
And just real quick,
No.
Our elder, his name is Raymond Quinney. He's one of our forever chiefs under reserve. He had said those three lines towards the end of his ending prayer to all of us in the chief and council meeting, and then he looked at me because he knew that he was talking about because he listens to our show.
Oh, right on. You gotta shout him out, Dallas.
Yeah, Raymond Quinney, I call him Nichestamus. I love you, Nimosum.
Hi, thank you guys. See, and even if you one or two things stick with you guys, that's all we want here on Cree Chatter Hour. I hope you guys enjoyed today's interview. We want to say thank you, a big thank you to Dr. Kevin Lewis, Egwa, everybody else out there who's doing the work on keeping our language and traditions alive by passing it down in the best way we know how. We do have another really awesome interview for you guys next week, so don't miss any episodes of the Cree Chatter Hour. If you do don't hear this live, you guys go check out the Wins. Is it CFWE?
CFCWE.
It's not CFCWE. If you Google the Cree Chatter Hour, the webpage pops up and all of our past episodes are on there. Go take a look. You can listen to different themes, different words, everything we've done in the past 2 years. Go check it out. And if you also don't live in the province of Alberta, you could listen to it live on the CFWE web page, no matter where you are. Go ahead, Segway. Oh, I hope we see that guy this weekend. He keeps asking me if we're going to set up in Red Deer. Shout out to Boxcar Willie. We hope we see you this weekend. And if you guys do come out.
That's how he segues, honey.
Let's see.
That's how he does it.
That's how we should open the show every day. Fun and Cree Chatter Hour. Fun and Dallas. But with that, we want to say Iksimaga, Iksipitama, Mustuskawa bumped in. We will see you guys all next week for some more Cree Chatter Hour.